Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah,
Mariah. We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30 Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for listening today. And I am not alone tonight here as we talk about the latest in New World Order type news. I am not alone. We do have Adrian joining us here in just a minute. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring in Adrian. Adrian, it's been a long time.
Hey, Proof. How are you doing?
Hey, the show works. You're here. I'm here. Everything's good. I feel like it's been at least a month since I've talked to you, though.
I know. We were having some issues, and then I lost my voice, and I couldn't talk for a bit.
Yeah, but it's all good, so welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. We have a guest tonight.
Okay, well, I'm all interested. I have no clue who you're bringing on, so I'm happy to hear.
Okay, we're going to have Sean Miller. He's from Liberty Policy Alliance. Sean Miller is the founder and CEO of the Liberty Policy Alliance, and he's going to tell us about it. He's a true negative rights abolitionist for liberty and limited government. With over a decade of experience in politics, he's looking to advance the Liberty Policy Alliance to become a premier advocacy organization in the ever-growing liberty movement.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he'll fit right in here. So when is he scheduled to come in?
I think he should be in the queue already.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring Sean in here then. I just didn't know if you told him like 9:30 or right after we got started or whatever. So let's bring Sean in if he's ready to go and you want to bring him in. Sean, welcome in.
Yes.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Thanks for joining us here, and I know Adrian set this up with you, and I'll ask questions here in a little bit. Adrian said she had a guest, and I'm just finding out now, so I'll let you guys vibe for a minute, and I'll jump in.
Sure thing.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing? I'm glad that you could join us tonight.
I'm just happy that I could spread the message of liberty across another audience.
So I've heard of Liberty Policy Alliance, but I don't know exactly what the organization does or why it was created. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. So my friends and I, in 2022, we started the end of the 2022 election cycle. We started the Liberty Policy Alliance because we wanted to create another avenue for libertarian, liberty-oriented policy advocacy. So we are a 501c4 advocacy organization. We handle strictly legislative work. So we're small as of right now, but in the future we're looking to start doing not just mailers, digital ads, but also door knocking in state legislative districts across the country to advocate for libertarian liberty legislation as it comes through the woodworks.
Awesome. So what are some issues that you guys want to work on specifically? Do you guys have any, like, that are top on your list?
So our core issues are we are a gun rights advocate. Gun rights is one of our top issues, as well as civil liberty stuff. We want to focus on ending the drug war at the very least. We want to at least decriminalize, if not legalize recreational marijuana. We want to end policies related to the drug that were sprung from the as a result of the drug war, such as civil asset forfeiture, mandatory minimum sentencing, and then related to the gun rights stuff, red flag laws. We want to end red flag laws. We want to end abolish ATF Form 4473 with regards to having to deal with if somebody were to be using recreational or medicinal marijuana, they should be allowed to also exercise their Second Amendment rights. We're also a pro-First Amendment organization. We are a pro-school choice organization. We are a pro-medical freedom organization. We believe that what you choose to put in your body is a choice between you and your is a decision between you and your doctor, and nothing more. The government should not be involved in that.
Yeah, I like that. And then not focusing on the gun rights and then the, like the legalization aspect, you know, because I heard it was like a felony in some states to be caught with marijuana and a firearm. And
if you are caught with a firearm under federal law and you are in possession of, say you legally purchased a firearm from an FFL, but you are caught with marijuana, you could face a up to a 10-year sentence and a $100,000 fine if you violate that particular form. Fun fact, that is the charge that they got Hunter Biden on. He illegitimately filled the affidavit, and because he was caught with recreational drugs while purchasing with the firearm, he is being charged under falsifying Form 4473 by the ATF. So that's a fun fact there.
Proof, do you want to comment on that?
I'm at a crossroads on some of that stuff because I'm not a marijuana person. And one of my biggest things is I don't really care if somebody has marijuana on their person or smokes it inside their house or their backyard, et cetera. I just can't believe I'm in Las Vegas and you see people on the regular just smoking while driving.
Down the street, walking down the street.
Not walking down that's one thing, but I'm talking about driving their car and smoking marijuana while they're driving. So it's like people don't respect that the fact that they can have their freedom, but they don't take the freedom responsibly, which is why I can understand if we want to allow marijuana to be in certain areas, but not be while driving, not while you're at a Coachella concert with 80,000 people around you and you have to light up. There's a certain boundary that the average person just has not found that respect yet. And I hate saying that because I'm all about freedom, but I also have the freedom to not be forced to have you as a driver smoking a fatty on the 405 freeway in L.A.
Definitely agree with you there that there has to be some responsibility.
By the way, Sean, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you able to up your volume at all?
Let me try it again. I'm using my AirPods right now, and sometimes they can be pretty weird about feedback. But I definitely agree with you on the aspect of responsibility issue. The thing my issue with the current drug laws with regards to marijuana is we're committing so much in police resources to a plant that grows naturally in the ground. When those resources we always hear all the time from people on the right how they want police to go after the rapists, the murderers, the real violent criminals, and meanwhile police are tied up doing traffic arrests because at least in my area, Atlanta, the city of Atlanta has decriminalized marijuana, but the state has not even so much. We have very strict medical marijuana laws, but if you were caught using recreationally, you will go to jail and you will face prison time here in the state of Georgia. And I think where we could take those police resources, we could, one, take those police resources and commit them more to the violent crime that is becoming more and more rampant, especially if you take into consideration the number of migrants coming across the border. You can't just...
No, I prefer to call them illegals.
You can call them illegal immigrants. You can call them migrants. I don't care what you call them, but we could definitely be not wasting police resources on a plant and have them go towards helping with solving these other issues. There's also the research aspect that we could, with marijuana, because of decades of marijuana being illegal, especially at the federal level, we've lost years on potential research, not just the medicinal aspects of marijuana, but other applications of like marijuana and hemp. We're just now getting caught up on these applications. Mm-hmm. And where they would not be.
See, I'm all about hemp. I get hemp. I would like to use more hemp, but I think before we just legalize everything out there, we have to learn responsibility. And
I agree. I just think that
really hasn't been taught. It's just, okay, you guys can go smoke whatever you want, wherever you want now. Have at it. And
I think...
There has to be some ground there that we can establish boundaries before we just legalize or ban everything.
Yeah, correct. I agree and with I both think, of you. I'm going to chime in for just a second, and y'all can like start talking again. But I agree with both of you. I do think that everything should be decriminalized, and I think even like, you know, addiction is like an attempt at self-soothing and regulating your nervous system, obviously not in a very great way, it's a negative coping mechanism, but that's a whole other talk, and we talk a lot about trauma on here, so I won't go on a tangent or a soapbox about that or anything like that, but
I do want to wrap up this point with one thing. I do agree that we should be – I think we should treat marijuana the same way as we treat alcohol. There should be – if you are caught using marijuana while driving or even – or at the very least high while driving, if marijuana is to be legalized, this is a hypothetical. It's legal in all 50 states. And you're caught driving, it should be treated the same as a DUI because you are causing a risk to others on the road while using an otherwise – it still would be – a somewhat controlled substance, but it would be treated the same as that, with the same legality as alcohol, where we charge
that's
people
the thing,
with DUI.
There's no breathalyzer for marijuana at this time.
I do think that there needs to be some responsibility on the user's end as well, but we do need to be careful about how much government involvement is. We've gotten to the point where we have to start as a society where we have to start actually looking at government involvement in all of these issues and just say when is enough enough on all of them.
I don't know if I'm on your side or against your side, and I don't know what side this is called, but I'm on the side of everything that is controversial where you have anywhere from 55% that think one way and the other percent the other way. I'm all about state rights, and if it's on the ballot and people vote one way or not, that's the only way to settle it, whether it's abortion, marijuana rights, and a lot of other stuff that's almost split right down the middle. I just think personally you're not going to win everybody over in one way or the other, and the best way to settle that is let it's state rights. It's not a federal issue.
Oh, I definitely agree. And we can all agree that the federal government causes more problems than it solves.
Yeah, maybe someone does not want to move to Wyoming because Wyoming doesn't allow you to have recreational pot. But but that might be a place where some people might want to move to because of that. So if places want to do that and get the feds out of it and let it be a state right, then I'm all for that.
So, like, I am super, like, I agree with states' rights, but I am super, like, I mean, I understand other drugs and stuff like that, and, like, I mean, I understand that people abuse marijuana, but the fact that, you know, the fact that some people have to move to places like New Mexico for just salve, like, THC salve that can help your muscles, versus taking these pain pills that you can get in any state, you know, for people that are in chronic pain, you know, THC salves, they completely make your muscles relax.
Yeah,
and
medically, I think should be all across the board. I'm mainly talking about the recreational and the for public use. Anything private, I don't care.
I do agree that we need like some personal responsibility out in society for that, for sure. I do support like full legalization though, but the fact that it just blows my mind is the fact that some people have to move states or they just can't access certain like herbs and medicinal things like salves because of, you know, laws and politicians that are usually in with the medical associations with the states.
People have to go out of state to get abortions in some places.
Yeah, that is true.
So, Sean, what other topics is hot on your radar right now?
So, I forgot to bring up one other issue that we are focused, a couple of other issues that we are focusing in on. So we are a big believer in the Defend the Guard Act. For those who don't know what Defend the Guard is, it is essentially a law in place, and the national organization behind it, a bunch of great guys. Shout out to Diego Rivera if he or somebody who knows him is listening. Great org over there. At Defend Our Troops. But what Defend the Guard Act is essentially saying that a state is not to will not mobilize its National Guard to an and this is very specific, to an international combat zone. So they won't be sent overseas unless there is a formal Article 1, Section 8 declaration of war by Congress. They cannot be sent under the war. The National Guard cannot be mobilized to, say, Israel or Yemen or anywhere in the Middle East without a formal Article 1, Section 8 declaration of war. That is what the Defend the Guard Act is. We are a big supporter of that. And I think it's very important as we're reaching a boiling point in global proportions that we recognize that the president has gone too far. The presidency has gone too far. This era of the imperial presidency, of the president being able to act without congressional approval, needs to end. And I think the Defend the Guard Act is a big way for states to rein in not just the president, the powers of the president, but also tell Congress to do its job.
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I was just reading from the Gateway Pundit earlier today that Brandon is considering declaring a national climate emergency and giving himself more powers than COVID powers without congressional approval. So he could just be the dictator until November or even after because of it's an emergency.
And again, back to my point about the imperial presidency. This is why it's very important. This is why we are focusing on state legislative policies, because we believe an annulment powers under the 10th Amendment, that states have the ability to nullify federal law when federal law conflicts with the United States Constitution. So if the president were to act, or if Congress were to pass laws that were detrimental, if not derelict, to the Constitution, the states have the power to rein in the federal government via the 9th and 10th Amendments. So that's why we focus on state legislative issues rather than targeting the federal government, because we believe in the annulment powers under the 10th Amendment.
Can you imagine the worst president ever thinks that he could be a dictator because people want that? That's just hilarious to me.
I'll tell you this. It's a sign of the times. People don't.
Yeah.
This is what happens when voting populace becomes lazy. They just go to the ballot box and they see a person with the I by their name. They don't even. This is true of not just at the president. Again, this is true. I've seen it at the state legislator level. So many bad state legislators get reelected simply because of an uneducated voting populace who just takes the name of the person with the I by their name. They don't even care if it's R or D. Or even in the primaries when it's Republican against Republican or Democrat against Democrat, they just keep checking. These incumbents will vote very much against the will of their districts. Just keep getting reelected because the voting populace has become very much numb and they aren't paying attention. And that's why that's another reason why I started the Liberty Policy Alliance. I want to mobilize these voters. I want to wake up these voters and tell these people, hey, look, this shitty politician has been you support this, this, and this. Well, your state representative, your state senator has been constantly voting against your best wishes for the better part of since he's been in office. He could have been in office for 20 years, but here's every time he's voted against this issue. And these are the type of people I want to reach. I've used to work for Young Americans for Liberty, and this was my job, grassroots. Get to the voter, tell them what their state representative is doing, and tell them why their state representative is doing a bad job of representing them, and why they need to call them, and they need to be sending emails, and they need to be doing it constantly, because these people. If you aren't as a constituent remaining on top of what your state legislator is doing, he or she will continue to not only vote against your best interests, they will vote to grow government at all levels.
Well, normally I would say yes, you're right, but if your senator is Bitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer, they're not going to listen. You're wasting your time.
Right, and that's why we focus. That's why we focus on state legislators and state house reps, state senators. These are the people you can get to. These people can be gotten to real easily. They are a lot of orgs aren't really they focus on these sort of state legislator issues, but they aren't really going in tooth and nail, committing every last resource to it. And that's what we're trying to do here, and not just in 2024. We're not just in our first few years of existence, but beyond that as well. We are going to be in state capitals. We're going to be in these districts. We're going to be knocking doors. We're going to be making sure those phones at these state capitals are ringing, that they are getting constant email notifications from members of from constituents in their district. And they're going to know that they have no place to hide their vote anymore because their district knows how bad they've been. And they're coming after them.
Adrian, I don't want to feel like I'm hogging up your guest here.
No, you're fine. I was just going to chime in on what he said about the politicians. Like, if you don't check them, like, politicians have to be put under political pressure and, like, they have to be shamed. And then in cases like Mitchell McConnell and people that have been there for too long, then – in that case, you just have to run good people to replace him and then get a good ground game.
Right. So how can we get people out of just voting for the letter D behind their name? And I think Brandon's doing a good job of selling that, but there's still a ton of people in these liberal areas that have no clue about anything, and they see something is wrong, but mean tweets are worse than having World War III.
Sean, what do you
all
think?
It takes, All it takes is to start having a simple conversation, not even about politics. You can get there. I've had this so many times, knocking on people's doors, talking to them about a legislative issue or a candidate on the ballot. You just got to start. You just got to be willing to have a conversation, even if it's with your neighbor. A lot of people, politics isn't. It's no longer necessarily as much of a dirty conversation point as it used to be. But you have to be willing to have that conversation, even with people you think you might disagree with. Because if you just leave them to their own ignorance, then they will continue to either vote that way, or they won't vote at all, or you'll just end up being on the assumption, well, maybe they'll vote my way. You've got to start by having just one or two conversations a week. Maybe it's over a beer. Maybe you're just having casual talk, mowing the lawn or something like that. You can't just not talk to people. You can't just leave them ignored. You have to be willing to. And my strategy for talking to people, whether they agree with me or not, is on any given particular issue, I'm going to meet you where you are. And then what I'm going to try and my best to do, and I may succeed, I may fail, but I'm going to at least give it a shot, is I'm going to try and reel you in off of where you are and try and use my perception, my talking points, my ideology, be like, well, look, your issue is here with the economy. Well, GDP is up, yes, but that's more or less artificial. Look at the rate of inflation. Look at the unemployment rate. Look at the what's the actual index? It's the not the unemployment rate, because the unemployment rate only counts people who've gone into welfare office. I'll remember it later once I get off this call, and it's going to bug me forever. But the point being is, you can have these, if you are willing to have these conversations, even with people you absolutely disagree with, and you'll find that, one, you have more in common than you typically know, than you thought, and two, you'll get more confident, and you'll start talking to more people, and the more people you talk to, the more conversations you're having, the more likely you are to start converting people to your thinking, your thought. And I've had people come up to me and be like, hey, look, after that conversation you and I had, I did some research. I see where you're at, and I want to learn more. And that was just being my willingness and my openness to have this conversation with these sorts of people. It wasn't about me trying to be the stereotypical libertarian, be like, oh, taxation is theft, all gun laws are constitutional. Like, yes, I believe those things, but if I'm just screeching at these things at people, they're not going to listen. They're not going to open up to me. Two, they're not going to listen. And if they're not listening, they're not taking in what I have to say. So by being willing to have a conversation with the most diehard of blue voter, and by willing to be like, hey, look, I see where you're coming from. I see where you are on the abortion issue, and I don't think you're right or wrong. I would just like to spin it back to this issue, though, where it's kind of the same. People are being forced to take a vaccine, or they're losing their job. It's not right, regardless via mandate. So if we agree on that, let's agree to disagree, but let's find other stuff. Hell, I've talked to people, had these conversations with people, found, hey, we're both fans of the same sports teams, or, hey, we like the same shows. It could be that simple. It's not a matter of – not everything in life is politics. It's just we've allowed politics to sort of bleed its way into everything else, and because, oh, a person – we've started to think that, oh, because a person's a Republican or a Democrat, or even they're this libertarian or socialist, that they're automatically a bad person because of their ideology. When in reality is, politics only makes up maybe 1-5%, depending on the person, of who a person is. Like, I'm not, when I introduce myself, I'm not libertarian Sean Miller, libertarian activist Sean Miller. I'm just Sean Miller. Mm-hmm. And being a libertarian whose background is in political activism and who started an activist organization is just one small part of the whole caricature of myself. And I'm going to land my plane here with saying that if the more people that we have conversations with, regardless of your ideology, the more even if it's about the most mundane stuff, the more people you will eventually be able to get to join your cause. And I think, and I'll end this with a quote from one of my favorite video games, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. What greater weapon is there than to turn an enemy to your cause? And that's why, and I'll end that there.
Okay. All right. So, Adrian, I don't know how long you told Sean that he was going to be with us. I don't really mind if we're staying longer. It just, I didn't know what to expect here.
Yeah, I told him, you know, the time frame that we usually have guests speak, and, you know, he's welcome to speak longer. And if he wants to bring up any other issues that they're going to be looking at, or just actually I would like to ask him a couple more questions.
Sure thing.
Okay. So, like, how did you get your start in politics?
So when I graduated high school in 2009, I started out at my local university, and I was just a college Republican. I worked my way as an officer in the chapter. I did tabling. I did work for candidates. I eventually found myself working for a couple of candidates post-graduation. I took a small break from politics before getting involved with Young Americans for Liberty in the 2020 elections and going forward. And that's just my story in a nutshell. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time looking for like-minded people to fight for these causes.
And then what made you want to create this organization?
So I think I said this earlier, but I'll just go ahead and repeat. My friends and I, we started this in 2022 with the goal of just expanding the Liberty Movement as a whole, creating more activist organizations that could go that was willing to go beyond the normal scope of any activist organization before, and work with not just libertarians. We want to work with Republicans. We want to work with Democrats. We want to work with independents. We want to work with everybody, because there is at least one issue. I promise to all your listeners, even if you don't agree with me on guns, you may not agree with me on you, but you may agree with me on marijuana. You may not agree with me on marijuana, but you agree with me on guns. Let's work together. Let's work to make this country as free as we possibly can by limiting the power and authority of government in general, not just the federal government, but state governments as well.
So you guys got together and you decided that you wanted to make an action group that was actually solution-oriented and productive, and stray away from biasness, unlike a lot of what we see in the Libertarian Party with all the infighting and, you know.
Not just Libertarian Party, but all these other parties and organizations as well. We are libertarian by choice, nonpartisan by nature. So we will work with anybody who wants to work with us. Any issue that we align on, we will tackle it. We will tackle it together.
Proof, do you have any questions or comments for Sean?
Not at this time. If you have anything, go ahead. Otherwise, we can wrap up.
Okay, Sean, can you tell our audience where they can help with your cause and how they can help with your cause, whether it's donating or helping take action? Could you just tell them all about that?
Sure. So they can first go to our website. It's libertypolicyalliance.org. We would love it if people were to donate and become members. That's the best way for us to be able to fund our activities. We'd be able, if anybody who's willing to donate, anybody who's willing to become a member, we offer membership benefits whenever we get involved in a state or any legal action. We can protect our members. So that's the benefit of there. You can also find us on socials. We're on We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever you want to call them. Look up Liberty Policy Alliance. And then if on our page, actually, we do have, if somebody has a pet project or a pet issue, they can go to our website, fill out the legislative hotline, and if they have an issue that they want us to look into, they can fill that out, send us their information, send us information about the bill, and we will happily look into it for them. Again, that's libertypolicyalliance.org.
Okay, so they can donate and become a member on libertypolicyalliance.org.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Sean. It was good to have you.
Thank you, and I'll go, if anybody would like to reach out to me, they can find me on the socials there as well. Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful night.
You as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing a guest on here. So
definitely.
If you have any topics you want to hit. And then in the start of the second hour, we'll start taking calls. So you've got about 10 minutes if you have anything you want to get into first.
Yeah, you know what, Proof? I want to talk about what are they spraying in the sky. That's what I want to talk about. And I want to have a moment. What are they spraying in the sky? Like, you know, people call us crazy for, you know, us, like, mentioning chemtrails. Well, I know what a contrail is. And a contrail disappears, and it's just gone. You see it in the sky briefly, and it disappears. But what is this crap that they are spraying in the sky that just remains there in a line? You can see them spraying. It'll be 3, 4, 5 planes out.
Yeah.
I've seen it so much in several states, and it just spreads out, and then it just rains a couple days later, if not the next day. And a lot of people are getting sick. So I want to know what is in that, because there are patents for weather manipulation and there are Air Force documents. And I want to know what is going on, because several states, one of them, Tennessee, I guess the state legislators apparently, quote, banned weather modification geoengineering. But I still saw 4 or 5 planes spraying across there the last time I visited there. And I guess now the governor of Tennessee has passed some kind of bill banning that in the state. So obviously it's real.
Well, yeah, I know Tennessee did ban it, but yeah, we're not allowed to know what's in it, but that is true. The clouds do thicken out so they can take over the whole city eventually. And usually they'll do that right before it rains. So everybody can feel it. What's that?
Who are these people spraying this? Who do they work for? Who pays their salary? And why are they okay?
All I know in Vegas is that they go from Area 51 to Nellis Air Force Base. That's all I know.
They go where?
From Area 51 to Nellis Air Force Base.
Yeah, I would like to get some angry moms on the scene for that. And also, I have found that several universities are basically funding, I don't know if it's their funding, but several universities have weather modification programs at their campuses. So what is that? Are taxpayers paying braid with this at universities? Like, are these universities receiving public funding?
I don't think it's anything about universities.
What's that?
It doesn't have anything to do with universities.
No, what I'm saying is I found some universities that have these weather modification programs and that are studying this science. So they have weather modification programs on their campus. So they're obviously studying it. So I'm wondering if their, you know, their engineer department, like their engineering department, is partaking in that, and if they are receiving public funding to do so. That was my little tangent. That's what I wanted to talk about.
All right, so let's go ahead and bring Bianchi in here. I know he's been waiting. Bianchi, welcome in, sir.
You know, good evening. The legalization of all drugs should be that take the violence out of it, and also dispensaries that will assure the addict, the sick person, that they will be getting safe drugs and at a legal dosage. Because right now it's the violence involved in the distribution and sales of illegal drugs that cause problems to society. And, of course, they could raise money. The addicts will pay somebody.
I want to comment on what you just said. There is a American-Hungarian psychiatrist. He's passed away now. His name was Thomas Szasz. I might not be saying it right, but he was talking about how there are three groups in society that are preyed upon by the mental health and pharmaceutical industry, and it is our older generation, our senior citizens, our young children, and prisoners. And he also was talking about how they lock people up and throw them in prison for doing the drugs that they want to do, and then they got to take the drugs that the psychiatrist prescribes them.
Well, yeah, I understand that too. But I have yet to see two people standing on opposite corners shooting over each other over a bottle of Anheuser-Busch. This is because they can go to the liquor store and purchase their own bottle legally. So that is something to need. And the gentleman was making reference to laws as it applies to guns. Those are not laws. Those are rules that was contrived by Alcohol, Firearm, and Tobacco Agency. Congress never voted on those rules. State legislators never voted on those rules that I know of. That's what they are. They're rules. And they should be voted on by Congress. If that's going to work, actually Congress couldn't do it because it's starting to interfere with the state. The state's responsibility. And they just don't do it. Like the gentleman said, a state has the right, just like a jury, to nullify a law, especially if they think that it's unconstitutional. And simply say, we're not going to do it. Ain't nothing that the federal government can do. What are they going to do, lock up everybody in the state? So that's my position on those two.
No, I get that. And the whole drug issue isn't really my thing at all, because I just feel like I'm more against it than I am for it, I guess, just based on the reasons I said earlier, where I live in Las Vegas, as most listeners know, and I see people smoking their fatties while they're driving. And you can't give people freedom if they don't know and understand the responsibility behind that freedom, in my opinion.
I kind of agree with that, but I think they should be legal, like not specifically like because like I want to do them, but just because, you know, people that go to jail for it, like, I mean, you're just throwing, like, traumatized people that most of the time live really horrible childhoods in jail.
Well, you know, in my industry, there's certain jobs, some jobs where all the employees have to take drug tests. And the drug test comes in at least two different forms called panels. One's a 5-panel, the other's a 10-panel. And most specifications require that people be able to produce that they have taken and passed for the lack of presence of drugs that includes in the 5-panel. Then there's the 10-panel, which includes just about everything. And if they show positive, they can't work on their project. I'm for that myself. But addicts are sick. They are sick. And they're going to do whatever they can. And many times it results in violence and criminality to get their drugs. And sometimes in the pursuit of their drugs and the taking what they finally acquire, it can become fatal in one way or the other. So I think that that's a good way to, and then they're getting these guns and violence in behavior between themselves, the drug dealer, or whoever. And then in that action, innocent people get killed, property gets damaged. That's something we need to stop.
So I get that. I just don't think there's a way to fix it. Not at this time, because people are either way against it and way for it, and there's no, in my opinion, there's no discussion about the drug issue, and I just don't think we're there to have a conversation yet about that. And not only that, but in all fairness, I'm trying to fight I'm trying to fight against the globalists in World War III. So talking about the marijuana at this point is not really on my radar.
Yeah, well, I understand it's not on a lot of people's radar. But I think that people have to come to a conclusion that, and what we're going to end up being is that you're going to have those that are going to do and those that are not. You're going to have those that think that taking jabs and those that think that a male has a right to be engaged in a female sports,
mm-hmm,
and also facilities like showers. Then you're going to have those that don't. That's where, in fact, the quiet civil war is going to occur, because people are going to gather among those of like ideology and like feeling and not go and engage with others. I think that's a good thing. It's a common sense thing. I don't believe in compromise. I think if you sit down at the table in discussion, when it comes down to issues like that, especially your right and protection, if you sit down at the table with 5 quarters in your pocket, when you get up, you should either have 5 or more quarters in your pocket, not less. If you compromise, you're going to end up coming up with less. And I don't stand for that myself. But we'll see. That time is coming real fast.
So it seems like every day now with the Trump court case in New York, there's something going on outside where there's issues happening. So last week,
well,
someone put themselves on fire. There was some other violence again today.
Well, people should be up in arms over this miscarriage of justice that we're witnessing. And it's one thing that you can say that came on the heels of Donald Trump,
mm-hmm,
is people began to open their eyes and recognize, see and recognize things the way they really are. there's a miscarriage of justice. It does not apply blindly, as the symbol indicates. Trump has experienced nothing less than racism.
Absolutely.
You gotta call it what it is. To call it anything less is really fooling yourself. That's what he's experiencing. What they're doing to him from the point of trying to keep him off the ballot, which the states have a right to do it, but you can't keep him off a federal ballot. And that's the position he's running for. He's a federal candidate. And that should be known. What states should do is create two ballots, one federally, then one for everything else. They ain't going to do that, though.
You know, some people out here think that white, like, that you can't be racist to white people, that racism is a thing towards white people.
Those people are ignorant. Racism is an act. It has nothing to do with skin color. And people that go along with that actually is part of the problem. Because you're bending over to anything. What's next? You want an anti-hate bill for an anti-Semite, which I think is foolish. What's next? Anti-hate bill for same-sex couples? Anti-hate bill for gender reassignment participants? People are completely out of their mind.
So I don't know if you knew this or not, but there is a hierarchy among people based on race and gender and all that stuff. And there was a piece that J.P. Sears put out yesterday. And I do want to play it because I think it fits in right here.
Go ahead.
All right. So we'll go ahead and listen to Matt Walsh and J.P. Sears.
What do you get? You get 12 victim points, and that is where the LGB land on the pyramid. But, of course, I have not mentioned the T.
Oh, hey, girl. Get over here. Let's talk some shit.
That's because the T sits at the top, the very top of the pyramid. Nobody can out-victim the T.
This is the ultimate victim hierarchy pyramid. This is brilliant. Welcome back to the JP React channel, my beautiful freedom-loving friend, where we like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants and Satan, shine the light of awareness on woke absurdities, and highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. One of the freedom fighters who I absolutely love because he pursues truth, and to me, truth is synonymous with freedom, is Matt Walsh. He is stoic, and I love it. I want me a Matt Walsh beard. I've had a chance to meet Matt Walsh in person, and it was a delight. With that said, Matt Walsh has just posted a video showing the ultimate victim hierarchy pyramid based on our leftist culture today. He's not making this up. He is observing it, and he's putting it into a very powerful visual, which is hilarious. It's absurd. It's in the real world, which is why it's so darn absurd. So we're going to follow along with Matt giving us a tutorial on understanding the ultimate hierarchy victim pyramid going on today. Let's take a look.
Well, if you want to understand leftism in the modern age, and by extension, our culture, you need to first understand what I call the victim hierarchy. If you understand the victim hierarchy, you understand everything. And so you need to understand how it works. So we're going to run through it today.
I'm excited. By the way, victimization, you've probably heard me say it before. Victimization has become so popular as a way of people getting their emotional needs met in a way that depletes them emotionally. People try to play the role of a victim because it feels empowering, yet they're empowering themselves via a means, being a victim, that is inherently very disempowering as they blame someone else for what they're doing to themselves.
Now, the victim hierarchy is a pyramid. You could also call it the victim pyramid, VH or VP, it's up to you.
I called it both.
At the base of the pyramid, you have white men. That's the lowest ranking.
I'm disgusted by white men. We don't get any points. Look at us. By the way, spoiler alert, you'll learn how white men can transcend to the top of the pyramid.
They cannot be victimized by anyone, and yet they victimize everyone else.
I love that. White men victimize literally everybody else.
On the pyramid, so it's a little counterintuitive. The higher you are on the pyramid, the more victimized you are, and yet the more powerful you are. Now, next you have white women, which, and they're still pretty low on the ranking, but they can at least be victimized by white men. So they have one.
I love the phraseology. They can at least be victimized by white men.
Victim points. Victim points are determined by how many other groups can victimize you. You can tally a group's victim points simply by counting how many groups are underneath them on the pyramid. It makes it very easy to do.
And it's science.
Yes, science.
Now, flowing up from there, right above white women, we have disabled people. Now, this is a large category, and it's, in fact, getting larger by the day because what counts as a disability keeps expanding by the day.
Minor attracted people, some consider that a disability. I think those people need to be more disabled through force, if you know what I mean.
Of course, you know, there are just like the classic disabilities we all recognize, blind, deaf, wheelchair bound, et cetera, and these are going to kind of be the anchor points for the disabled category of the victim pyramid. Now, these people are group three. And so they are automatically victimized by the two groups below them, which gives them two victim points.
Automatically victimized. That's how leftism works in our society. You're automatically victimized by people who haven't victimized you just through sheer existence. You are victimized by them. But they didn't do. Doesn't matter. You're victimized by them.
We have fat people, the obese. Sometimes obesity is counted as a disability. Sometimes it isn't. But the group is large enough, no pun intended, that it needs its own category. Yeah, the plus size community has been sort of climbing the hierarchy in recent years, which has been really good exercise for them.
Now, the obese have three categories. Matt Walsh has the right amount of condescending attitude.
Stories below them, which means that they have three victim points. Now we get to the part where the rubber meets the road. What is called our premium victim categories, PVC. Now, at this stage, every victim point is multiplied by two. There is a times two bonus for getting to this point on the victim pyramid. I'll show you how it works. The first group in the premium category are black men.
Whoa!
Now, for the purpose of this demonstration, in order to keep things as simple as possible, black will include all racial minorities. Of course, in reality, there's a separate victim ranking of racial minorities that tends to change rapidly over time as different groups vie for greater victim status. For right now, we're all going to include them under the black category, or we could just say people of color. Now, black men, therefore, have four victim points times the premium victim bonus, which makes 8 points.
I actually follow that. Do you follow that so far?
Obviously, next would be black women, who are victimized by black men, fat people, disabled people, white women, and white men.
Yes, that's how you get a job on The View. Do you have X amount of victim points? Okay.
All of the victimization flows up through those groups, and black women are getting all of that. And this gives them a gross of 5 victim points, but a net of 10 when you add the premium victim bonus.
2 times multiply.
And other non-hetero sexual orientations fall just above black women. They are victimized by an impressive tally of 6 other groups. And then our premium victim bonus kicks in, and what do you get? You get 12 victim points. And that is where the LGB land on the pyramid. But of course, I have not mentioned the T.
The T! Top of the pyramid! I love it!
Oh, hey girl, get over here. Let's talk some shit.
That's because the T sits at the top, the very top of the pyramid. Nobody can out-victim the T. The victims who are the victims of all other victims, they stand at the pinnacle of the victim hierarchy.
By the way, you go to the top of the victim hierarchy. These are social credit score points for those who subscribe to leftism and buy into that. Therefore, do you wonder why there are such a high percentage of children calling themselves trans now compared to 20 years ago? Is that because there's more actual trans people, or is it because children aren't stupid and they have their emotional needs? So they actually know this is the top of the food pyramid. I can get more social credit points, more of a sense of belonging, more I'm specialness if I just become a T. I'm just the one asking questions. I don't have data on that, even though I have seen data on that.
It means that they are the most victimized, which means that they have the most victim points and therefore the most power. And here we introduce what is called the Apex Victim Multiplier, AVM. whatever group sits at the top, the apex victim, earns their 7 victim points, but then they also earn a multiple of 10, which means that trans people have not 7 or even 14 victim points, but they have 70.
Well, no one's going to top that.
Here's where things get tricky. What about the crossover in groups? A fat woman is below a black woman on the hierarchy, but what about a fat black woman? Where does she rank? How do we make sense of a gay, black, fat, deaf man in a wheelchair? Is he above black women on the pyramid, or is he still below? Can a white woman leapfrog over black men and black women if she's also a member of some of these other categories? Is there anything that a white man like myself can do to get out from the bottom of this whole heap? How do we sort through this? It seems sort of overwhelming. Well, don't worry. It's not as difficult as it seems at first. Following the intersectional victim calculus,
Intersectional victim calculus. I love these terms. They're very comedically well done. We'll get back to this work of art in a second, but first, are you wanting to burn more calories to lose weight or get ripped? Or do you want to detoxify yourself because you realize we're swimming in a sea of toxins? Or maybe you're looking to relieve stress because you too live a hectic, stressful lifestyle. Well, one of the most effective ways I've ever found to accomplish all that and more at the same time is using an infrared sauna. And the Boncharge infrared sauna blanket is my go-to. The infrared sauna blanket is super powerful, it heats up quickly, and it makes it easier than ever to get all the benefits of infrared sauna use. Personally, I do 30 to 40 minute sessions 3 times a week while I'm listening to audiobooks or podcasts. No wasted time driving to a facility, which I don't have time for in the first place, and no wasted space in your home either, thanks to Boncharge. I always feel fantastic after my sessions, and Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time, offers easy returns and exchanges, and comes with a 12-month warranty. You too can upgrade many aspects of your health all at the same time with the Boncharge infrared sauna blanket. Get it now by going to boncharge.com/jpreacts. And while you're there, use the discount code JPREACTS to get 15% off on all products Boncharge offers. Back to the show.
All you have to do is add the total points of every group a person belongs to. So let's do the math. Let's say that a white woman, very low-ranking member of the victim hierarchy, is also disabled and fat and bisexual. Well, now she has her 1 victim point plus 2 for disabled, 3 for fat, and 12 for bisexual. Now she has 18 total victim points, which puts her comfortably above a normal non-gay, non-fat, non-disabled black man or woman. Now, there's one important note here. You cannot cash in multiple times in the disabled category.
What?
So if you are blind and also in a wheelchair, that's only 2 victim points. Those are the rules. I'm not saying I agree with them. It's just how it goes.
Forgive me, Master.
You may have noticed that because of the apex victim multiplier, no non-trans person can get anywhere close to the trans victim point tally.
That's important to know. You want to be at the top of the food pyramid. You got to be trans, whatever else you are, but you got to be the T.
Trans will always remain the top victim, which means that...
Which, by the way, get back to what he's saying in a second. But this would explain why too many people are still standing by and letting a T, a.k.a. man, who says he's a woman, trample all over women, whether they're black women or white women, in women's sports. Because they're looked at as, no, they're not victimizing the women by taking their places and at times, like, physically beating the crap out of them, which would almost make the women seem like the victim. No. The T, they are being victimized by the very women that they are competing against. Therefore, they are in the process of being oppressed by the women that they are oppressing by competing in their division. That's really changes the game on how I see men and women's sports.
White man all the way at the bottom with his 0 victim points. Even he can easily rocket all the way to the top just by coming out as trans. A black man who has done a lot of work to become fat and gay and everything else, who has secured a position in 4 or 5 other categories, will still have to bow before the white man as the top victim if he, the white man, simply identifies as a woman. Now, let's say the black man comes out as a woman. Well, then he, once again, is going to be above the white man in the trans tier. Although trans is at the top, that category is itself subdivided depending on the race, weight, disability status, etc., of any individual trans person.
It also helps explain why you look at the Biden administration priding themselves on diversity, and they have all these diversity hires Sam Britton, the nuclear luggage thief, Rachel Levine, Space Force Admiral, whatever. And you ask yourself, well, these diversity hires, aren't they just white men? That's the bottom of the pyramid. That is not diversity. They are not victimized by anyone. You know, we're looking for diverse victimization here. And you realize, oh, no, these white men, they're T's. Therefore, of course, we get so much social credit score added to our balance sheet for hiring these white men that say they're women.
This does get confusing, though, because the trans victim subdivisions follow the same logic as the overall victim pyramid, except that trans women who are actually male slide in above trans men who are actually female.
I like that.
The pyramid being female buys you points, right? But once you make it into the top echelon, the trans tier, being female makes you male, which subtracts your points. So a black woman who comes out as trans will now be below a black man who comes out as trans as the sexes have switched.
Keep in mind, he is being strictly logical here. This is all based on truth. It's like zooming into the truth of this leftist fabric that's attempting to cover society. I mean, this seems comical, and it is, because the number one comedic principle is the truth principle. So this is nothing but logic in portraying what's actually there. That's what makes it both funny while being true.
This means is that if you want to build the uber ultimate unbeatable victim, the emperor of the whole victim pyramid, you need to start with a black man. That's going to be the best canvas upon which you can paint the ultimate victim. With that building block, you can assemble a victim who is more victimized than any other victim. So if you are, therefore, a straight black man of average weight and physical capability, you may only have a few victim points, but if you dream big enough and put in the work, you could be the greatest victim of all. Remember, I didn't make these rules. I'm only here to tell you what they are. And, well, there they are.
That is brilliant. Hats off to Matt Walsh on this victim hierarchy pyramid. This really does portray how a lot of people are living their lives, seeing themselves and seeing the world around them. It is through a lens of being a victim. Wise man once told me you can't be a victim and a master at the same time. If you want to be a master or a king or a queen of your world, you can't do that while you're also playing the role of a victim. You also can't get out of a jail you don't know you're in. That's one of the reasons why I think this video of Matt Walsh's is so brilliant, because it masterfully illustrates the jail that a lot of people put themselves in. So at least you know you're in there, and if you're in there, then you have a chance of getting out. But if you're in there just thinking this is empowering, but then you realize, oh no, I've built myself a jail of disempowerment by playing the role of a victim, now you have a chance to get out, but the choice is yours. I know you're probably not doing this, but we're talking about the world around us. Here we are just raising our awareness and having a good laugh at what's actually going on instead of just laying around being terrified that this is actually going on. So again, hats off to Matt Walsh. If you don't follow him, I think he's one of my favorite follows on the internet. He's a brilliant dude doing God's work, telling the truth like nobody else is, wearing a beard like nobody else wears it. With that said, my freedom-loving friend, let me know what you thought of this victim hierarchy pyramid in the comments below. If you have anything to add to it, make sure to insert that in the comments. And I appreciate you watching.
All right. So, yeah, that's it. So I wanted to play that because that's the way Democrats generally operate, is that there's a hierarchy of people, and that's how they get their power. So, Pianchi, if you have anything, or Adrian, either one.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that a lot, and not even just in the political sense, but like with the, you know, and I'm not saying that I don't agree with some, like, I don't even know what you would call it, like points in the Black Lives Matter movement, but their movement as a whole and that whole, you know, white privilege narrative is based on victimization, and you're teaching black people and black children, youth, to victimize themselves. And how can they be powerful or, you know, what he said, become their own masters if they're constantly being told that they're victims of this and that? I think that it's a really good point. And, you know, of course, my trauma talks, you know, I think this is really good for the trauma, like people in the, like, trauma community, victims of narcissistic abuse, at a certain point, like, I see it a lot, you know, people just talking about narcissism, where you have these victims of narcissistic abuse at some point. I have been saying, you know, what, you're not a victim, you're a volunteer. And I think it's just a really good point. It could go into a lot of different things besides just politics.
But I guess one thing, and Bianchi, I don't know if you would say this is right or wrong, but I look at this like, as long as you're a victim, you're never going to try and succeed. You're too busy wallowing in your own filth, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're always looking for shortcuts. You're always looking for shortcuts that go nowhere. But see, the problem comes when people fall for that stuff. People are bamboozled. They're
willing participants.
Yeah, they take on this guilt. It's certain things that's behind that. But somebody, we were having a discussion earlier on another show on what the revolution would look like. And people was coming up with different scenarios. There's going to be one because people are going to say we ain't going to do it. No, I am. Now, what develops out of that can be, it's left to be behold. You're going to even have the scenario drawn around states, blue states, red states, and there are those in between, which is more likely. But it's going to be something like that if you don't have transparent, fair elections. You don't have a means to do an Article 5 on the U.S. Constitution where you can add things like a bill should stand alone, a bill should show its constitutionality within the title, physical restraint, doing away with federal overreach, which we know it exists. Those things, see, you need to have that because I'm going to tell you, because people are going to say, well, you're immediately reserved to putting up guns. No, people should work toward the calm and peaceful in the way that's granted by the Constitution. But people also is going to say, if we can't get it done that way, we just go about our business. People should be preparing for that. Same time you look around, there's something yet another proposal or some scheme to disarm Americans. That's what come I said Trump has done one thing great, and that's made people open their eyes. If people can't see where you got administration that's delving out money to foreign countries, so that they can protect themselves. So you're saying Americans don't have a right to protect themselves? Well, there it is right there. It's written. Yeah. And you got those who want to take something that's written as clear as a bell and make a crossword puzzle out of it and say, oh, no, it don't. Say that. Those people are demonic, I think. If people want to do, you know, mostly, I think conservatives just want the things that's granted to them and to be left alone. If women want to kill your babies, go ahead. All we ask is just follow the law. Men have to follow the law when they do things. To get circumcised, you have to follow some rule or regulations. That's all we ask. Follow the law as the state's prescribed. Is Joe Biden standing in front of a crowd saying that he's going to make abortion the law of the land? Well, he's disregarding the law. He's disregarding what the Supreme Court said, if you want to go to that. It's up to the state. Nobody's telling you can't do it. They said follow the law. We got laws on pasteurization of milk. Then you got those who don't want to pasteurize their milk, yet they're being persecuted. Leave them alone. They're not hurting you. They're not coming up to you and say you got to buy their milk. You usually, that is the public, go seek them out.
It just seems like everybody's so worried about everybody else's house instead of their own.
Yeah, then they want you to have the same type of furniture and the same arrangement as you have in your house.
That's how they avoid solving their own problems, Prue, by looking at other people's lives.
By pointing out everybody else's problems, right.
Yeah, and it makes them feel like they're somewhat in control by altering other people's perception of other people instead of solving their own problems and then offering some sort of constructive criticism rather than just being constantly critical.
The most logical criticism, the solution, is that if you want to do it, do it. Leave me alone. My kids are not going to play with yours. Oh, no. Then they get mad at that, see. My children are not playing with yours. Hey, my children. Now they're coming up with saying, what's this other thing that they're coming up with? Doggone it, I just heard something for LGBT or something else.
You talking about the furries?
Yeah, I've read something. Oh, training. There's some kind of training going on for them that the Biden administration is pulling off. I'll tell you here in a second. Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Shit, what you going to do?
Well, talk to me. What were you saying is the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
It's something he's doing for that group that he's putting in place. And I was reading it, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay. Well, I wish I could help, but I don't know.
There's nothing in the Constitution that you're supposed to recognize any group in particular over another. It's not there.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have preference based on what somebody does with themselves.
Absolutely. It's just one thing after another. And he lies. And you got idiots that don't know. There's nothing keeping them from knowing. They don't know because they don't want to know. They don't want to take the time out. And also, it's not being taught. That there's a big problem, too. So I don't know what to say. I know something's going to happen. You better get prepared for it. People should have guns. Some states are now requiring, I think it's Arkansas, I'm not sure, requiring gun safety in the schools. It should have been there.
Tennessee is allowing teachers to be armed. That just came out.
If parents want that, that's up to the parents. If you don't want it, then don't do it.
Yeah, no one's going to force every teacher to be armed. It's just that teacher would have the right to decide if it's right for them or not.
Absolutely. The way it should be. If you don't want to be involved with it, leave it alone. Go someplace. Biden administration wants, let me read this, America tax dollars to train army of transgender activists in India.
India. Okay, I saw that. Yeah, so we're gonna train transgenders in India.
You know,
train them in what?
In activism, so they can learn how to be the next wave of Antifa.
Yeah. You know, some of this stuff you got to laugh at, man.
These people
keep from banging
kids.
Your head up against the wall. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, we used to say maybe, ain't that some ish?
Yeah. So that's what's going to happen, ma'am. States going to draw their lines. That's where it starts. People going to be to themselves. All this stuff for kumbaya, it's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen anyway. All this stuff that blacks say, that blacks need to join, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's differences. There's differences in ideology and surely differences in principle. They're not going to do it. So people need to be getting prepared. You need to teach your children about the fundamentals of this nation, how it started, so on and so on. The Jews are pissed off because these students are protesting. Well, it was Jewish organizations that funded BLM.
But you know what gets me though, Bianchi, and I've said this so many times. You have all these people in schools that want Jews exterminated and out of their schools, but yet these people are still going to vote Democrat.
Yeah, hell, it was Leonard Bernstein. You remember him? He was a symphony orchestra. Hell, he used to have the Black Panthers over his house. There's a big portrait of him and his wife, Felicia, posing with one somewhere. I remember these things because I lived them. And you know that there's another warning sign that all these things are happening so fast that you can go back in your lifetime and remember incidents that precluded them. Hey, I'm supposed to be dead when this come up. You ever heard of that before? No. Well, I have. So that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. If you can't have clean ballots, transparency, if you can't amend the Constitution like the Constitution allow. It don't have to be in one group. Article 5 applies to everybody without partisan. It's the people got the right to disassemble the government. They formed it. These agencies don't run completely wild. And they just do anything to whites nowadays. Anything. Police brutalize whites left and right. I've seen two cases where they had one elderly white woman, and she was put in the cell, and she rolled out the bed on her head and laying there on the floor. They let her lay on the floor for 60-some-odd hours. She had a cerebral rupture, partially paralyzed. Well, if she had been black, they would have had Walter Reed there working on her. Separate her brain from the rest of her body. She didn't have a bowel movement for that period of time, didn't urinate for that period. She could have ruptured her bladder or something else worse. And these was white attendants. That's why I say things are screwed up nowadays. You're supposed to look at her as a human being. Proof she's a human being.
Right, exactly. We've lost that element, and it's like the globalists are turning us into tribes so that they can come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and take over with their hip new communist government, which is going to be the best government of all time.
That's what I was about to say, Proof, is that they did this on purpose. Like, they polarized this on purpose to get this divided.
Not enough
divided
people see it, though.
Climate.
That's the thing. Not enough people recognize this. They're too busy about Orange Man Bad to
yeah, they
to
made it to where we can't even have
played.
A conversation.
No, they're not willing to even have the conversation.
Yeah, they want you to do like they do. poor blacks, conservatives, they get called all kind of names except for the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
If a black person want to vote for Donald Trump, or if you want to vote for a Mickey Mouse, that's his liberty to do so. Leave him alone. Right. They don't want to be with you. Can't understand that. Look at the way Trump is being treated in the trial. That should be 1,000 people marching around that courthouse like it was Jericho. Thousands every day. You had a poor soul that set itself on fire right back in 1963 when you had the Buddhist monk there in Saigon set himself on fire, which created a national outrage.
Somebody did that last week, but he was out there saying that Trump works for the other side and that the only way to win is if we have to blow up both sides, which I almost understand, but I don't think I think the intention I understand, but the method is faulty at best.
Well, you have a lot of people that's confused. I can understand why. Heck,
that's exactly it.
It's not something that's cut and dry what's going on. You have to take time and also confer to many sources of information. Because the news media actually is one of the biggest problems of concern, the way they slant things or don't tell it whatsoever.
Right.
Shoot. Donald Trump haven't done nothing no more than anybody else. Well, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama,
mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton. Nothing wrong with removing bad information that's going to affect your chances to be elected. Politicians do it all the time. So
they're just afraid that their house of cards is crumbling down, so they're trying their best to get ahead of that.
Well, that's one thing, one reason. You're absolutely right. Him telling the people in Baltimore about first the federal government is going to help to rebuild the bridge, now he's saying the insurance company is going to... Oh, he lies.
Mm-hmm.
Federal government has nothing to do. The only federal agency has something to do over the repairing of that bridge is the Corps engineers and the general contractor. The lady there, the black woman who's head of the Port Authority, I don't know what her qualification, she has no business overseeing that. She don't know what the hell she's doing.
Figure the American taxpayer is going to pay for everything else, so they could probably slide it in there with no problem.
There is a such thing as being over your head and out of your lane.
Yeah. Well, that's what the DEI hires are all about. Everybody's out of their league, but it's okay because they dress in women's clothes.
Hiring people based on the color of their skin is wrong.
Or
you
if
can't
they can
create
wear a dress
wrong.
As a man. If they're a man that wears a dress, then they overrule everything.
You can't implement wrongs today as a revenge on something that happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
No, what you try to do is be just from henceforward. That's it. Putting somebody into a position that they aren't qualified for does more harm than it does good. Especially to them. And it's dangerous in many cases at times. People in those particular jobs ain't going to work for you if they have an inkling that you don't know what the hell you're doing. Hell, my men wouldn't have came to work for me if they didn't know I didn't know anything about putting up a building. You get them killed.
Yeah. You mean they can't just show up to the work site with no hard hat, but they have a mini skirt on and a bra?
That's part of it.
Hmm.
It's just the same thing in the military.
Yeah.
You ain't going to perform right under a leader that you know that gets you shot at, damn near killed every turn of the way. At some point in time, you're going to say, wait a minute. That's the difference between George Patton and the rest of them. The way it is. Good leadership is hard to come by. Good leader who gathers the trust of the people that's under them. Hard to come by. They know. It's quite obvious. They know. And then when you have later societies that scorn these people, taking down their statues, pulling up their names, trying to remove them from history, telling one side of the story. Talk about the Tuskegee experiment where white males was injected with malaria. Nobody talks about that. You had another experiment where white males had nails driven in their heads. What was that about? Making a Frankenstein?
Well, Germany
and
Hitler did all kinds of experiments on people.
I don't ever hear them talk about how communists starved people in Ukraine like years ago, like the Ukrainian famine, and how they were hiding bread in their walls and things like that.
Well, you know, what goes on in other countries goes on in those countries. I can only frown at or smile at what goes on here in the United States. Cheer on what goes on here in the United States. And like it or not, we have a constitution. They're saying that Biden wants to have the ability to call another emergency. Well,
right.
Emergencies do not turn the constitution off.
Well, that's what he thinks. If you just call it a climate emergency, something he can't fix, it means that he can have his emergency forever.
No emergency, no tornado, hurricane, or snowstorms, no pandemic. It does not turn off the U.S. Constitution. It's on all the time at full blast. And when you have ignorant people, they'll fall for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you still got people wearing scams. They're going to fall for everything.
They come up with these compromises.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon you won't have nothing. It ain't worth the paper it's written on.
You know, you said the word compromise, and there's actually like a spirit of compromise. Like there's actually like a demonic spirit behind compromise. It's actually the same spirit that is responsible for procrastination. It's called a spirit of compromise.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
One thing the colony's done, it had their own militia. You got two militias, one organized, one unorganized. The one that's unorganized is the one that has the power. It's the basis. That's the people. People had a right to protect themselves before there ever was a Second Amendment. It was something that was called God-given.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be compromised. You let somebody take it from you, that's you as an individual. They don't take it from all. Because the greater good of the people,
so
the greater will
the
people,
the
greater the fight.
What I'm learning here is these socialists, they don't believe in God, so therefore they don't have rights. And they're okay with that, because if the rights have to come from God, then they don't want them. dumbasses, but that's how they think.
But they don't. They surely don't want you to have it.
No.
They want to take it from you. They want to control you. They want to say what you can and what you cannot do. Control tyranny. You have to be able to look tyranny in the eye and tell tyranny you are out of your place. That's not the way it's going to be. It's going to be how we, the people, wish it to be, will it to be. You are a public servant. Isn't it funny that how in the time of plain old pencil and paper, well, actually the inkwell and a bird's feather, quill, the day the Pony Express, wasn't even no telegraph. Isn't it funny how those people put together such a outstanding document? The one would have to believe that it was divine inspired, that these people's hands was being held by a greater force, that their minds was being perceived by a greater force.
Which is why it's taken them centuries to get rid of it, and they still have a hard time getting rid of all of it.
That's why I sort of believe Donald Trump is inspired. He made us open our eyes. What did John the Baptist say? I baptize you with water. Someone greater than me would baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So we got to fight for it. You can't turn your kids over to them. Child is like a seed that you plant and it grows. And what it turns out to be is dependent on how much you water it, how much you nurture it, how much you protect it. It's your child. You got to give that child everything he or she needs in order to be able to vent themselves out in the greater world. Because if we see, they don't right at the time, recognize those forces that's trying to destroy it. So you got to provide that information to them, that guidance. They'll sometimes see it, and they will come and thank you for it.
I hope so.
He had a little girl, a toddler, about 2 years old, I guess, that man came to see me. The mother asked, what man? And she walked over to the wall and pointed to a picture of her grandmother and grandfather on the wall in the picture. She said, that man there. Something to that.
No, I believe that.
So we just got to keep working hard, Proof. We have to keep working hard and don't be surprised at what at the next turn, you don't know what's there. Don't be surprised. Just be ready to prepare it. And if it gets to the point where states do draw their border, because that's what people are going to do, they're not going to stand for it. You can only run so far. You're going to run to the next state, a red state, or even a blue state. If people who follow the left, just leave the other side alone. Just respect their ability to live like they want to live, like they're constitutionally guaranteed to live. Why are you trying to impose your will on them, and especially their children? That's what you that's what they want to attack, because they don't have them. They kill theirs. They want yours.
Yeah, but that's people that don't have morals or beliefs will do anything to crush yours. Because if they don't
they
have
sure
any
will.
Morals, you're not supposed to have any morals.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to be looked at as the heathen, even though they are.
It's just interesting because, you know, they act like, you know, and I'm not really, I don't identify as anything anymore. I say I'm a humanitarian, but they look at conservatives and Republicans as authoritarian, which in most cases, almost always they are on certain topics, but they are blind to the fact that they are authoritarian by asking the government to intervene to do stuff on their behalf that they believe is morally superior.
One of the reasons why it comes for me, blacks follow the Democrats, is because of education. If your kid's not educated, your kid's going to grow up and do not so smart things. They're going to easily be persuaded and led in a direction whose destination is not the best for them. And it proves that. Teachers' unions, organizations, is staunch against parents having the right or exercising the right over the control of their child's education. They'll fight you viciously like a mad dog. That may not be the entire solution, but it's a big one. Because there's analytical thinking that everyone must possess. You have to have the ability to analyze what it is that you're looking at. You have to have the ability to listen very closely to that which is being spoken to you. You just can't let it gloss right over your head.
The thing is that the radicals have learned that most conservatives won't fight back. They'll just shut up because they don't want to be in an argument. So therefore, they win because people don't want to stand up for themselves because it's inconvenient.
Well, as much as they would like that, that's going to change because you're going to get backed up into a corner that you just don't want to be in. Even a fox will become 10 times more vicious if you back him up in a corner where they can't have a way out. Little fox, a grizzly bear, would shy away from a fox that it bags up into a corner. I say don't let yourself be bagged up into the corner. You got to sometimes get to the point where you got to take it to them. Because they will try you. And you might repel them, but they learn something from that, and they'll come again. I hate to say it like that, but that's what it came down to.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for a long time, little bits and pieces at a time. And now, all of a sudden, in the last 10 or 12 years, it seems like it's a full speed ahead. Is that they have fell behind in a projected date, schedule, that A, B, and C has to be done by a certain point in time. Could you imagine how better off we would be if our tax dollars remained in our pockets? Good gracious.
Well, even if it was just in our country, Bianchi, even if we were taxed and it was put to things for the United States, we'd be a lot better off. I'm not saying I agree with taxes. I'm just saying the sheer mismanagement of it.
I don't agree with taxes all thoroughly neither, but taxes start off as earned dollars by some means that should stay in your pocket for your further development of your family and yourself.
Well, I believe in the originality of it, Bianchi, where if it was voluntary and we wanted to pay 1% to help out, I'd pay 1%.
Well, I agree with that, too. I'm not the type of person that hates somebody because they're rich.
Mm-hmm.
They worked hard for that. Or should I say it's legal? You got to recognize that some people are just smart when it comes down to those things. They shouldn't be exuberantly taxed. What are you trying to do by taxing them, getting them back to the common person level? Somebody's always going to be smarter. Even the least people are smart in their own way. You should respect them for it. But I don't believe in unduly penalizing people because of the things that they have achieved. If you really look into their lives, they started off meager and they sacrificed.
No, there's people trying to say that home ownership is racist. And you got people proud of the fact that they're never going to own a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
well,
black people have never bought a house before.
The kind of money that people pay for some of the rent that they are being imposed with, like in California, New York, and elsewhere, I don't understand how they make it. I really don't.
Oh, I have no clue how someone pays $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
Some places it's $4,500.
Yeah.
$4,500.
For a one-bedroom apartment, and you still got to pay to use a laundromat to wash your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Anyway, you listen to Joe Biden give a speech on something that's pertaining to women's rights or something else, and everybody cheer, whereas what he's saying is constitutionally wrong. The only thing you can do is shake your head.
And how many times is he going to say that he's giving out all this student loan money?
And many times it takes for people to believe it and still waiting on it to happen in a fashion that would be meaningful. First place, you shouldn't even have to get that. That shouldn't be true. I wrote a letter to... I got your email. I'm going to send that to you.
Okay.
To Mike Johnson.
That traitor?
Speaker of the House.
Yeah, like I said, that traitor.
Yeah, that traitor. In fact, I just used that word about 2 hours ago. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to hang back and listen.
All right. Well, always a pleasure, Bianchi, to have you.
Have a good night, Bianchi.
All right. So, Adrian, we do have a couple of broccolis that we have to get into here.
I'm ready whenever you are.
This first one here is Broccoli Man runs into a furry. So let me hook you up here. And so for everybody listening for the first time, you can find all of these Broccoli Man cartoons on Rumble. So rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man. And Adrian, when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, excuse me. Why did you just pee on the street?
Meow, 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 meow. Yes.
Okay, it sounds like I am going to have to take you in for being crazy.
Meow, meow. I am a cat. Us furries have rights. We can pee and poop wherever we want because I identify as a cat.
You can dress however you want. But when you are in public, you find a restroom to do your business.
If you try to arrest me, I will scratch your eyes out.
Okay, green dude. That is enough. How dare you disrespect and discriminate towards a poor furry person, sir?
It is illegal to pee right in the middle of the parking lot in public. This lady should have been able to run into the business right there and use the restroom.
Meows?
Just for that green dude, I am going to bring you into jail for discriminating against a furry. You keep stepping in it. This respected cat is crucial to our Democrat Party votes. Watch this green dude. Hey furry, who are you voting for in 2024?
Meow meow. I am voting for Brandon. Meow meow. I wish Michael Robinson Obama was running for president. Meow. Meow.
See, sir, this is a well-respected Democrat voter. Even this furry knows Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Green dude, why are you such a traitor to democracy? Now, let's get you to my naked TSA body scanner. I need to check your kumquats and your ice cream cone. You might could possibly have the Nuremberg code inside your junk.
You are joking, right? This person obviously needs to relearn how to use the restroom instead of peeing and pooping outside in parking lots.
Sir, this is no way to talk to a very intelligent Brandon voter. So furry, did you take all your gene therapies?
Meow meow. I took all 83 required gene therapies. I have to because I go to Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology. Meow. All the classrooms have litter boxes and I do not have to do any of the work in the class unless they speak in cat. Meow meow.
See, green dude, this furry is much smarter than you. They received every COVID's gene therapy while you are so stupid you do not know how to even get the bloody scam on that face. You not wearing a bloody scam gives you exactly 0 points, sir. Now I need to check your kumquats for any videotapes of Donald Trump speeches.
Yeah. That ain't happening. I am taking this furry in for questioning.
Meow. Woof. I mean meow meow.
Yeah. That is happening. I am taking you in for questioning, green dude. One count of discriminating against a furry. One count of being a bias snitch. And one count of resisting arrest.
Look, I am not scared of you. I ain't never scared. You can take that big talking like a macho man back to G-Lobalist and tell him I am not listening to you guys.
You guys? How dare you gender me, sir? That sounds like a trick for real. Why are you not naked yet, sir?
Because I am not interested.
Don't you back sass me, little busy. I want you to march those legs into that bowling alley post haste. Put those kumquats in the shino boro and let me my inspection so I can confirm you do not have any illegal air conditioners inside your junk.
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. I need to see some yum yum chops post haste.
Okay, I have to go now. See you later, wiretap.
I have to take this furry in for questioning.
Meow. Meow, meow.
You'll do numb such you something that cur. You've been dumb diddly do do brown dumb did get on my last test nerve green dude. Just for that I need to check that bunghole right this second. You could be hiding some organic watermelons inside your fudge factory, sir.
How or why would I put watermelons up my butt? I have at least 12 acres of organic produce in my backyard.
You're green dude. You just can't get enough, can you? You keep stepping in it. Again you incriminate yourself by advising my ear canals that you have an organic garden. Do you know that organic gardens are the number three reason for climate change? It is number three behind white supremacy and being a Trump supporter. For the love of Klaus Schwab, you best species not to grow any organics foodstuffs and simply rely on Bill Gates farmland to provide you the genetically modified foodstuffs. We need to exterminate you 99% dolts and fuss budgets. How dare you eat organics produce? You need to save up for Klaus Schwab.
Tell them he can kiss the tailpipe of my gas-powered Mercedes.
Again green dude with the racist, genderist and homophobic connotations, sir? How dare you use a gas-powered vehicle? That is yet another reason you will be is getting arrested for, sir. Now you must immediately disrobe this instant and get into my 1993 Geo Metro, sir. I want you to say these things to Geolobulus in person.
Tell him I said you all can kiss my...
You absolutely cannot do that, sir. That is Geolobulus green dude. You need to check yourself and protect your neck, big boy. Stand back, stand back. In the middle of my room, I did not hear from you. It's all right, it's all right. To be standing in a line, standing in a line. To be standing in a line. I would cry.
Great. Now another song you have butchered and ruined.
You look here a little busy. The only thing around here that is going to be butchered is your bunghole. I am going to need to do a cavity search right this instant. You best not create any wind out of your backside or else I will also charge you for attempted murder. I knows how you likes to eat broccoli green dude.
Hey everyone. It looks like I need to kick this loser's brains out and then take this furry down to the station. Please educate yourself and do not let the children become woke and indoctrined into becoming communist tool bags. Check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, there are lots of other shows on the network. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the schedule. There are lots of other great shows on freedomizerradio.com.
Meow.
Have you no shame, sir? How dare you futz around and tell everyone about the Proof Negative Radio Show? I forbid anyone to get educated on our plans. We demand everyone continue to expose your junk at the TSA naked body scanners. You best continue to get your COVID's gene therapies. Now you will have to get your gene therapies for the bird flu that we just got done cooking up in a Wuhan laboratory. Those of you delts that five are too highbrow to get gene therapies will going to FEMA camps. Even though we all know that FEMA camps do not exist.
All right, so that was the latest.
You have another one?
Yeah, I hope that was okay. Did that one bore you?
No, that was good.
Okay. All right, so let's get the last week one going because we didn't get a chance to handle that one. So this one here, let me give you the link here. So we want, I'm just trying to find it in the queue first here because I know it's here. I don't want there to be dead air here, so I'm trying. There we go. Okay. So this one here was a debate last week that was put on fake news. So when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. All right, so we'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another great debate sponsored by Liza McIfar Mafia Dickles. We have our panel here to tell you how to think correctly and also how to think completely wrong. Just like this loser who we will try to not have talked to you because everything he says is racist, homophobic, and genderist. Mr. Broccoli Man. You fools should not be applauding him at all. Please, everyone, please are cisgendered heathen.
Martha, you promised that if Ratiak said anything, you are going to use a fire hose on him, and then desert him with 120,000 volts of electricity immediately so he can be electrocuted. We simply cannot have that nincompoop telling people to vote for Trump. We need to sell our gene therapies, our freedom microchips, and our lies nickel suicide pods.
In the middle, we have some college students from Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology. These are some of the finest students at SHIT.
You have to stop mocking us. SHIT is a great school. You all sound like a bunch of wisenatches.
Hey, you told us there will be no white peoples in here. I hate all white people, this is way too racist.
And on the end, we have two absolute correct point of view. He's a random person we found off the street. We also found a regular superhero that happens to be in the area. Please welcome in G. Lobolist and his superhero, the Wiretap.
I am going to kill you all with my Lysnick gene therapies we are making in a Wuhan laboratory.
The joke is on all you something that cares out there booing us. You numbskulls and fuss budgets are still paying for the Wuhan laboratory even as we speak. Dr. Fraudi is still making sure our project to kill all you bizzies is at maximum operation.
Okay, first question. What is the biggest threat to America right now? Broccoli Man, you have 0.8 seconds.
Well, actually I...
That's enough, Broccoli Man. How about you millennials?
I hate white peoples. Them spees is too racist.
Yeah, I want to punch all white dudes in them's bullsacks. That's right. I also agree. White people threaten our democracy. They want to hate on us black transgender people that support communism and they refuse to get gene therapies. As black people are very obedient and support the Democrat Party.
Mike, you know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Donald Trump.
Hey, at least we get our stipends for beezing trans and beezing black. I make $20,000 a month for beezing trans and $5 million a year for beezing black. That's if gender at white dude ain't getting ish. Hey, something bucker. You need to shut up that face and you need to put a scam on that face. See, that's what I mean. They are too racist and genderist. If it wasn't for white people like that broccoli dude, we would not have climate change.
Mike, the studio audience wants to know. Why are you not getting your black people stipend? Was there something wrong with your paperwork? Did that ever get fixed?
Martha, our biggest problem is that people have stopped taking our gene therapies. They are not dying fast enough. We need to rid the earth of the 99% so we can rule over the remaining pile of rubble and roll out our plans to live forever for only the 1% of the 1% like me.
Don't you mean like us, sir?
No, I clearly state the 1% of the 1% just like me. You are simply my employee and help put my political enemies behind bars.
Next question. Can a woman get a man pregnant, Broccoli Man? You have one word.
No.
Okay, that's enough of your fake news. Millennials, what about you?
My birthing partner Malik is trying to get me pregnant. When they was in the women's prison, they got you persons pregnant. But for some reason they cannot get me pregnant. I'm trying as hard as I can to get pregnant so that I can have an abortion after the baby is born. That is so loving and liberal.
We do put AstraZeneca in the water. It helps sterilize people so we can stop population. We are adding GMOs to the food so it also helps stop breeding. The chemicals also are turning people gay just like the frogs.
Excellent, G-Lobalist. Thank you for your hard work running Lysenica Pharmaceuticals and sponsoring the great debate. Now how many genders are there? Broccoli Man, you have one word.
Two.
Okay, that's a gout of you. We are tired of your white supremacy and lies. Millennials?
I think there are over 100,000 genders. When I filled out my trans type 10 paperwork, there were at least 2,000 that day. But every day new genders are being found. It is possible that every single animal, human, reptile, and marsupial can each have a gender.
I do not know that answer, but I do know I would like to diddle any and every single thing on F.
That is gross.
You know what is gross, sir? Your face. Why does it not have a bloody scam on that face?
Martha, you need to shut Mr. Broccoli up right this instant. Do I have to shoot him with my gun myself?
Okay, Broccoli Man, you are no longer permitted to speak. You have shared too much truth today.
Thank you, Martha. I have to protect our life maker assets. We do not need that yet making people think about not buying our products.
So last question, what do you think of us having World War III? Millennials?
I just want to kill Republicans.
Yeah, we want to make sure we support Ukraine and Hamas. We want to free Palestine. If you ain't for communism, then we want to blast all you by snitches.
We are waiting for Brandon to send us to Iran all over the Middle East to do drag queen story time for the Islam people. We want to give them our freedom. Republicans just refuse to let us promote the trans agenda in Iran.
We want to have World War III, Martha. We want to kill off the 99% immediately. Furthermore, our global financial system is about to crash. All monies will be useless as we know it. We want to roll out our cashless society and everyone on the planet will need a Lysenica Freedom microchip in order to conduct business. We will limit what everyone can purchase. All monies will have expiry dates so no one else will ever be able to build up wealth. All you dolts and something dark airs will eat Z-bugs and own nothing.
I will never get a microchip. There is no such thing as a Freedom microchip.
Martha, you need to shut this broadcast down. I need to shoot Mr. Broccoli in the head with my gun. We do not want to broadcast this on the smell-o-vision so I can say I did not do it.
Come try it. My uniform bounces off all bullets and nuclear explosions.
Martha, can we please have security come disrobe this green dude live on TV? I do want to get a photograph of this guy's kumquats and his ice cream cone. I also want to take the Q-tip from the American Gladiator show and shove that up so far up his bundle so I can check him for COVID. Afterwards we can get this fuss budget to COVID's gene therapy in front of the entire planet.
Can we go now? I need to go to China Mart and steal a bunch of stuffs on the way home. I need my full finger discount.
Yeah, if Governor Grusin says we can steal the ish, I am finna steal the ish.
Okay, everyone, that is all for tonight. Thank you for sounding, and do not forget to buy your lies and look at suicide pods.
Okay, Mr. Broccoli, come out here and let me put some lead right up your bunghole.
Okay, well, that was the last two episodes.
Broccoli Man is an American patriot.
You don't think any of those other ones are?
No, just Broccoli Man.
I don't know. That Mike dude, he was talking about doing some stand-up comedy soon. I'll just let you know what I'm working on.
Yeah, what do you got going?
What's that?
You said you're working on something else?
No, that character Mike, the millennial with the deep voice. He might be doing some stand-up comedy soon. I'm just letting you know.
Broccoli Man needs a wife.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't have him with a female character at this point. He has one friend that comes out sometimes named Sumem.
He needs a woman.
I'm open to it.
It's
something that's never come up in conversation, so for all we know, he could have a wife.
Should make some Broccoli Man merchandise.
I don't think I'm licensed to do that.
I don't think you have to be.
Well, these characters are from the cartoon program that I pay to use. Although I would love to have a t-shirt with the wiretaps that says "Show me your kumquats."
What does that mean?
The kumquats?
Is that like dirty?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kumquats and his ice cream cone. You have to, I'm sure I don't need to help you figure that out.
I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna Urban Dictionary it when we get off.
Well, I'm the one that made it up, so only I would know. But I still try to make them not use profanity. At least on-air profanity, so I use those as references. That's why you'll hear Beisnitch and Something Ducker and stuff like that.
Oh.
I don't want it to be too dirty.
Yeah.
So we got about a half hour. What else have you been into the last couple weeks?
Last week and a half, I've just been trying to get my voice back. 2 weeks, actually.
I have to admit, I've been wondering what Vivek Ramaswamy's been up to.
I think he's still been going places. I still need to check about him coming on with us.
Because I think I'm at the point now where I would really like to see Trump announce a vice presidential candidate. And whether it's Ramaswamy or someone else, because if Trump is going to be held up in one courtroom after another until Election Day, I think Vivek and a whole team could bring in thousands of people at a time.
Has he not announced a vice president?
No, not yet. He doesn't have to until June.
Yeah, I wonder who he's going to pick.
I think they were trying to throw us off with Marco Rubio before, but I hear a lot of it's between Tim Scott and Vivek. Those are his two favorites. But I don't know anything. I don't have any upper hand news or anything. I'm okay with Tim Scott. He's not exactly my favorite, but I don't hate him. I think he could be useful. But as you know, I'd really like Ramaswamy.
Yeah, I need to look at his stuff more, honestly. I haven't really looked at him at all.
I think during the presidential debates, I think Tim Scott just put his name up there to test the waters, but I didn't see anything special out of him. I think he was just there to see what happens, and he bounced out without making a bad reputation or name out of himself.
I'm going to put that on my list to look at him this week. I really didn't pay any attention to him at all. I don't even know what he looks like.
Trump seems to really like him, though. That'd be pretty hard to say Trump is racist when you put Tim Scott as your vice president. So I understand that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or Vivek.
Right. Yeah, when you hear Vivek talk about illegal versus legal immigration, it puts it into perspective. But I think among the patriot community, Vivek has earned his stripes, I think, to at least be on the ballot. But I don't know if mainstream media still knows who he is yet. I don't think that makes a difference between him and Tim Scott personally. I think either one would be fine. I prefer Vivek, but I'm okay with Tim Scott. I think those are the two. Unless there's... I was thinking there might have been a lady in there somewhere, but at this point, unless it's Tulsi Gabbard, I don't think there is one. I just want to see the Vivek versus Kamala Harris debate. That's all I want.
Yeah, I still haven't heard anything from her. Like, I saw her at the, what was it? Oh, that speech, that, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, she's been AWOL for at least a month, it seems like. It's almost like she's so busy trying to rebuild her reputation that you almost forgot that she's there so that she can come back and somehow be this new reemergent person with a different personality somehow, which isn't going to happen. But that's what they're going to want you to think.
I don't know of anything that she has done while she's been vice president. Like, what has she even done?
Remember, Brandon put her in charge of the border.
But she hasn't done much.
No. No, but you don't have to. You're black, according to the DEI standards. But one of the big things now is people trying to identify as disabled. There are people that think that they were born without a right arm or something like that. Or they want to live their life in a wheelchair. even though they're able to walk.
Yeah, that's really weird. Sounds like a spirit of infirmity.
Yeah, the only thing you can't do is if you're white, you can't identify as black. But you could identify as anything else you want. Somehow being black is off limits.
Yeah, I mean, these people make the rules.
It's just hard that arguments, I'm 51 years old. It seems like arguments that are today, I never would have expected 20 years ago. Like people being taken seriously because they choose to be a furry. And you can't give them a bad grade, even though they're not paying attention in class. They just go sit in their litter box and meow and hang out. And they pay $28,000 a year and get their A. It's accepted. Yeah, who cares if they don't know how to read? They want to call themselves Fifi and eat cat food, and they get an A for that. That's more important.
And eat cat food.
Yeah. Furries do, and they will eat cat food in class to prove that they're a cat.
That is disgusting.
That's part of the lifestyle that's accepted. Like I said, the only thing you can't do is you can't say you're black.
Cat food smells horrific. It will literally trigger a migraine. It smells so disgusting.
Well, I'm used to it. I got 6 cats, so I have to feed them every day.
I like cats, but their food stinks. So does dog food. It's so, it stinks.
All this leads me to believe that the our Lord and Savior is going to be coming soon, because there's only so much debauchery that could take place.
Yeah, I know a lot of people think that's going to happen soon.
But I'll just bring this up here. There are several states, and Minnesota is the latest. And let me see if I can grab the article so that you can see what I'm looking at here. Hold on, that's not it. No, I'm not going to go over the jurors on the Trump trial. Give me a second. I'm trying to find this article here. No. All right, so anyway, I can't find the article, but Minnesota, among other states, they now allow women to be topless anywhere a man can, just like in New York City or New York State and some other places, because they said that if men can, or if women can identify as men, it's hard to call it a sexualized body part when one set of people can do it and the other one can't. I knew that was going to happen.
Wait, can you repeat that? What?
So say you, Adrian, you decide to go to the park without a shirt on. In Minnesota State, that is considered legal. Anywhere a man can be topless, a woman can now. And a lot of the reasoning behind that is, if you are a woman, all you have to do is say you identify as a man, and that's completely accepted. So therefore, that's acceptable now. in a lot of areas. Not saying I'm for it or against it. I'm just saying that that's what it is. I must have lost you.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had a comment on that, so I was waiting for you there. If not, we can move on.
I just can't believe this is real, like, that this is an actual thing. Like, it's just, these people are strange.
Well, I think this furry stuff is a lot stranger than a woman wanting to sit in a park without a shirt on. Because as a guy, I understand. So I understand. I can't understand wanting to say that you're a goat and have people take you seriously.
I just think it's, like, disgusting. Like, why do you want to be disgusting? It's embarrassing.
For what?
Like, women don't want to walk around like that, for kids to let their kids, like, people let their kids go to school like that, for the kids to even act like that. It's just weird.
Yeah, but my question would be on that, why is everything so sexualized? Like, people get on me because I'm gross and disgusting because I don't want to put shoes on to walk into a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just one of those people now, especially during COVID, when we all got yelled at and ridiculed for not wanting to put a scam on our face. And we were told how gross and disgusting we are. So at this point, you do you, and I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life. And I just think that we shouldn't be focused as much anymore on certain stuff, because as long as they're not, like, using it in a sexual manner, if somebody's sitting at a beach, and they do have nude beaches in Europe and in some other areas, if you want to sit at a public beach and have at it, that's on the lady. That's not on any of us.
Yeah, I mean, I get, yeah, that is different, but walking around in public, I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Like, where's your parents?
I do have somebody on my spy book, friends. In New York City, since being topless is illegal, they would have a small top that they would wear, and if they were told that they had to put a scam on their face, they would take their top off and turn it into a scam to put on their face to go buy stuff. I found that to be pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm just not, I just don't find a lot of stuff like that funny, I guess. I don't know.
But the thing is that what my tastes are and your taste, we're allowed to be different. And I don't think anybody is telling us that we have to do certain things. It's just that freedom is there. And are people going to take advantage of it? Maybe one out of every 10,000 ladies might take advantage of it. You're almost never going to see it, but at the times you do see it, there's no reason to call the cops. I guess being distasteful and being illegal are two different things to me.
Yeah.
So that's part of, in my opinion, some of those rights things that a rights organization would get up on, because you I'm sure you've seen some 400-pound dudes that don't wear a shirt that probably have bigger boobs than some of these ladies.
They need to fix that. Being fat is a health issue, and I don't care who gets offended.
If you have a topic, we got like 10 minutes.
I'd like to see grounding brought into the scientific community.
Well, I think for the most part it is, and I've done my part. Oh, I didn't tell you. For the Barefoot is Legal project, I wrote for a grant in, I wrote it sometime around Christmas of 2019, whether it went out before Christmas or early January, I can't remember. But I asked for a $1,000 grant, and I got a check in the mail last week for $225 from this company. I didn't get the $1,000. But 4 years later, almost 4.5 years later, I get a check for a grant that I wrote.
That's awesome.
It was I wrote 8 grants during like a month period while I was trying to learn how to write grants, and I got one.
Did you do a class?
A what? A class?
Yeah, did you do a grant writing class?
No, I read a grant writing book for dummies, actually.
That's awesome.
But I wrote 8 grants. Two actually called me back. And I don't remember if it was this one or another one. But 2 called me right before COVID's, and then after or during COVID's, They both got laid off. It was on my old computer, so I don't even know what. I remember vaguely that I was asking for $1,000, but they gave me $225. So, but I normally with grants, if they write something more than a check and they tell us what it's specified for, we have to spend it in that manner. But this one didn't have any of that. So I think we're good. I'll put it to good use.
What ways are you looking to promote the organization? Are you looking to do any events?
Eventually, yes. I've been meeting with some grant writers lately. And I would like to do some events.
Okay, maybe we could talk about some of those.
Oh, I don't have anything in mind just yet. I still have to secure more because $225 won't get you very far.
I got some ideas. I could run them by you.
Okay. If it's something to talk about on air, I'm here. Otherwise, we can talk off air. I don't care.
It doesn't really matter. Maybe some festivals, you know, lots of hippies at those types of things.
Well, if any festival, if you have the right bands, people will come anyway. But that is something I've been working on for years. That's something I'd really like to do. Trust me, it's on the agenda.
Nice. We could talk about it in details, see if we can get something going.
Well, I have somebody working on grants for that as we speak here, so I'll reconvene with them, I believe, if not this weekend, then sometime over next week. But anything we start is going to be at least a year off, so we have to secure some vendors, we have to secure the location, and get all the necessaries out of the way so that we can make something special. It's not something that we can put together on May 1st for like July 15th. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So what is it they say that being barefoot is illegal?
It's just hype or rumor, but it's not.
Yeah, I always heard that it was illegal.
I do think it's funny, though, sometimes when Occasionally we get on TV shows, and sometimes they'll talk about us as a cool new group, but then other times people try to treat it like it's the funniest thing ever, and these people look like a bunch of drunks. I was supposed to be on the Doctor's TV show once, and they pre-interviewed me. And they told me that I'd be part of a segment and to get ready to drive to LA so that I can do their show or whatever. And so I agree. And they put the show on without any of my segments. Of course, they never told me to go anywhere. They told me that they could use some of my audio. And they did was they took some of our memes that we make and some of our press, and they edit out our logo, and then they just talk about how we are, how we're such stupid people. Very
what
disingenuous.
Show what show was that?
The Doctors. It's a TV show called The Doctors. I don't even know what channel it's on.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
But nothing like being told, we're going to interview you. We're going to have you come in. And then before you could come in, they just write a segment to slam you. What was it, like 2 months ago, there was this show that comes on like after Jimmy Kimmel or one of those other shows, some fake comedy show. And they tried to slam us. And you got people that on YouTube that have never heard of us before just talking about how terrible and sad the episode was that they couldn't even slam us right.
What does that even mean?
It means that they tried so hard to make fun of us that they looked stupid.
Yeah, it sounds like they have no lives.
Well, it's part of that thing, though, where if you have nothing going on for yourself, you're going to worry about what other people are doing. As long as it's legal, I don't really care what people do. Unless you want to smoke marijuana in your car while driving, I don't think that's legal. But you can't drug test marijuana on a breathalyzer, so it's kind of a loophole.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more on the train of, like, if someone gets injured and someone is high or drunk, then at that point it's a crime, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
If there's no injury, that, you know, it's like a nonviolent crime and that people shouldn't get in trouble for nonviolent crime.
But I don't think that just because you were drinking alcohol and didn't crash anybody, I don't think that should be legal either. So it's in the same concept to me, but we have to leave it here because we just got the 60-second buzzer. We're gonna get shut off in 48 seconds, whether I'm ready to leave or not. So thank you, Adrian, for being here tonight. I'm glad we can hook up again here. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Moot.